Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sunday's podcast. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. And I'm hoping that everyone had a happy Thanksgiving and great weekend with the family, friends, whatever. Time I had a great 4 days off of work. I wish mine was longer, let me tell you. Not looking back forward to going back tomorrow. Got too much going on. But anyway, yeah, it was a nice break, and onward and upward we have to go starting tomorrow. Anyway, I apologize for not putting anything up the last couple of weeks. I had a lot of stuff going on at work, and we actually, I don't know how long ago it was now, but they had decided to close down our office and where we're at, and there wasn't a lot of us working there, like 5 people. So I was like, why incur the expense when you work from home? Excuse me. I would edit that, but trying to keep it live and real. Anyway, hopefully that's it. So they decided to close our office and just let us work from home. So we had to do all this checking on our internet connections and make sure stuff fit. Oh, man, bless me. Since I can't hear you, bless me from y'all. But yes, you're blessing me. Back to my story now. So they decided to close down the office, and it's effective like this Tuesday. I guess everything's going to be out, but I ended up, most of us moved our stuff out, and it's like, I have desk, we have hard drive, printer, scanner thingy, and took all that furniture, and so I had to get that moved, and I actually started working from home this past Monday. It was only 3 days last week, but started working from home and everything went well. I have a soft phone on my computer instead of a desk phone, and that's been a little interesting, but hopefully because I had some calls that dropped and a couple of calls where people called me and I'd answer and couldn't hear anything. So I don't know what the deal was, but hopefully that won't happen anymore. And I work 3 days, and it basically, unless I tell someone or, you know, I hear my youngest son screaming in the background, which hopefully that doesn't happen. And I keep the door closed, but we have my desk office set up in our bedroom because the rest of the house, I mean, he's out there, and so he's kind of loud at times and talkative and everything else. So anyway, but got through last week. Hopefully this week will be good. I've got a claim review tomorrow afternoon, so that's where we call in and talk about whatever claims for a particular client, and hopefully that'll go smoothly. But I don't know. Hopefully everything will work. I'm always leery until I get through it, and you know, everything works and I get through it. But that's why I wanted to get out sooner, out of that office sooner rather than later, because since we have to be out by Tuesday, I didn't want to have where my stuff wasn't working and wait until I do that claim review tomorrow and then have to worry about getting out, because we use my stepson quite a bit, and he's a teenager, and so he helped with the heavy lifting, but during the week he's in school, and he works certain afternoons and evenings. He has a job, part-time job too, so it would have been more difficult, so we did it on a weekend. But anyway, it's all working so far. Hopefully it'll keep it up. And then we had our Thanksgiving. My youngest sister, who's actually, all three of my sisters are older. I was adopted. So They're all much older, but she's 8 years older than me. She was down and staying at my parents. My parents live in the same town, so she was staying with them for a few days. And my wife did Thanksgiving this year since my parents were staying here last minute. And so we did that. Went over there Thursday for a while and Friday, and then yesterday was a long day for me. I woke up and I had some dizziness Friday night overnight. And anyway, took some medicine for it. And around, I don't know, 8:30, so I forget what time, I don't even remember what time it was, but my wife and I were sitting in bed, and I don't know, I didn't think I did anything, but she says she thinks I turned to look at her when I was talking to her. But basically the bed felt like it was falling over one way and then back the other, and I was felt like I was falling out of the bed. And I closed my eyes, and I could feel that they were going crazy with the nystagmus, which I kind of have that naturally. But then, if you look certain ways or certain things go by you in your periphery or whatever, you're tired, whatever, it can trigger nystagmus as well. And I think that my eye shakiness movement is kind of, for whatever the reason, getting worse. I'm gonna have to go back to the eye doctor for that and see what's up. But it was bad. It's like one of the worst spells I've had in quite a while, and got so sick and ended up, we were trying to go to the ER. Is it wasn't stopping. I couldn't get any relief, and I already had my meclizine in me and everything else. And so anyway, I was trying to get out, and I just couldn't make it out. So, and my wife called an ambulance, and they took me over there. And that's never fun when you have vertigo, because they have like those pneumatic gurneys now. They don't raise and lift them, they push a button, and it's kind of a jerky, bouncy process. And then, it's like they'll pull you out of one room and have to turn you to get you angled to go out the front door. And they pull you out of the front door, and they kind of got to turn you as they go down the sidewalk. And then, you're feeling the lowering off the curb or whatever. And so it was not fun. And then, needless to say, the ride and the stinking thing was ridiculous. And I've had that happen before where I had to go. And it's just like, and plus you're looking backwards. So anyway, I sat there. I had my sunglasses on and sat there with the whole time with my eyes closed. And they started an IV and put more, what is it called? Zofran in me. That's a nausea pill. And got to the ER and they checked me out and whatnot. And I sat there more than anything else and talked to them. And they kind of chalked it off as vertigo. And they gave me some stronger Zofran pills in case they get nausea again, and said just to take my meclizine for the vertigo. But I've been wiped out ever since that, to be honest with you. It hadn't been fun at all. And I've been tired, and balance has been off, and still feeling dizzy a little bit today. It's not near as severe, but I'm kind of paranoid. Which happens if you have a bad one, or I have them a lot. It kind of gets your, you have to counteract the mindset of this is going to happen again at any time, because you still got to do your daily things and live life. So that's one of the things I fight against whenever I have these because it's like, okay, it feels so uncomfortable and it's like downright scary because you feel like you're gonna faint and or pass out, whatever, and then you start getting sick to your stomach from it, and it's not fun at all. And so the thought of having that possibly happen again, like at any point, you have to kind of fight to put that out of your mind and just do your daily stuff. As otherwise, you just be laying and sleep all day. But anyway, so that happened, and we had, I mean, it was a good Thanksgiving. We enjoyed hanging out with my family, and my wife enjoyed preparing the meal and everything, and having being able to chill out with family and whatnot. But I could have done without yesterday. So anyway, but back to the grind tomorrow, and I'm gonna do another weekly, get my thing going weekly again, my podcast. So I want to pick, I'm working and doing some research on a topic, and so I'll get that out this coming week. I'm tied up tomorrow and possibly Tuesday. I'll be doing work stuff and whatnot, so I don't know when it'll maybe Wednesday or later, but I'm gonna do another one, and then I'm starting to work on trying to build my YouTube channel. It's a Coastal Bend Chat on YouTube as well, but I'm not sure of the link to the page. If you search it, you can find it. I think I've only got one video where we did one. It was kind of a joke thing just to test it out. But my wife got that McDonald's app. We don't always eat out. We eat at home more often than getting something out. But for whatever the reason, that day we ended up going to McDonald's. The wife had the app, so she ordered her one's food and paid on the app. And so anyway, I did a quick goofy video of us going up there to get it, and so that's what's on there. And hopefully, I can get going on that because I want to start making more videos. I took radio and TV in high school. I loved it. And I was actually majoring in that in college when I was young and dumb. And I never took any classes at it. But I was a radio and TV major for like a brief time. And that's another story for another day. But I know a couple of people that have their own businesses and they went to like videography school or film school, whatever, and they love it. And I mean, it's amazing to me the technology, because when I was in high school, we didn't have internet. I mean, they didn't even have color monitors. They had like the black monitors with the it's like you had the background was black and you had mostly green, yellow, I think there was orange and blue, where you just type words. There was nothing else. And then they came out with a separate word processor, and then I don't think it was until like 95, I can't remember, 95, 96, when the internet started really coming out and you could get email addresses and do stuff like that. And anyway, I didn't really get into it till 98, and it was kind of like it's been self-taught ever since then. But yeah, I'm gonna start shooting more videos. Right now I have a Sony Handycam from I think 2006. It's like 11 or 12 years old. Probably outdated by today's standards, but anyway, I shoot on that, my phone, my cell phone, and I'm gonna get a new cell phone here in about a week. I'm getting an iPhone SE, which, for me, that's pretty good because I've had my Android type phone for about a year, and before that, like I didn't have a smartphone, even though they were out. I just had those phone where you could kind of push the screen up and you could actually type on buttons, and I'd use it for calls and texting, And then I started where I'd access the Facebook via the internet, but I never had any apps on there. Yeah, it was real small screen, I think 2-inch screen. I don't remember. But anyway, but yeah, I kind of like the smartphone now, the smartphones. So I'm getting a different one because this one, the memory's bad, even though it's supposed to have a lot. And then I do not get any service around here at home. Like I can text and, I can access Wi-Fi fine, but as far as like phone calls, getting them or making them, nothing. And so anyway, once I do that, I'll start using that as well and shoot videos to kind of look at the quality difference, because I think the iPhone SE is pretty good quality on the I forget the terminology, but if you're holding your phone, looking at the display, and the back of your phone is where the camera is, that's good quality. But then the one where you take selfies and whatnot, I heard that's like still not real good. So we'll see. I can always upgrade down the road, and if not, I'm gonna try to get a better camera when we get income tax return here this earliness next year and start really putting in time and effort into video making. And I'll have to actually play with editing because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to that. But anyway, I'm gonna keep the podcast going as well because I like doing this. I need to learn how to edit this, but I just kind of shoot raw, unedited audio, so see how that works. I like doing it, but y'all may not like it. I don't know. You can actually let me know your opinion in the comments, whenever I share this post. Share this podcast. But anyway, until next time, I'm Robert Hutchins, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye.